72. Blair Richmond had spoken slowly when she was awake, some of the words difficult to understand because of some paralysis on the right side of her face that Dr. Abramson said he hoped would go away eventually. At one point, she looked up at Crow and said, "You're that Indian man." "Yes," he said. "I thought you were bad," she said. Jesse saw Crow smile. "But in a good way," he said. She knew by now, from Dr. Abramson and the nurses, what had happened to her. They had told her that Molly had likely saved her life. Blair had thanked Molly. "Our job is to preserve and protect," Molly said. "I only did the first part."
"Chief Stone," Blair said now.
"I'm here," Jesse said. Then she had told them as much as she could remember, stopping every few sentences because even that seemed to exhaust her, or couldn't find the right word. Jesse told her she didn't have to do this right now. She said she wanted to at least try. She jumped around. She kept stopping. She would get confused, almost disoriented. Her timeline was off. She would back up and start over again. She kept saying she knew she was forgetting things. She told them she had planned to walk to her house after she left Jesse's office that day when she got back from Providence. Sam and Diane Burroughs were going to pick her up there. But she had gotten a call from Ben, telling her not to go back to the house. It wasn't safe for either one of them. That they'd come for Mr. O'Hara, and then come for him. He told her to find a way to meet him at their cabin.
"It was the one he and his dad had built over in Oxbow," Blair said, "where you found me. He always called it our safe house."
She squeezed her eyes shut.
"Until it wasn't."
They thought for a moment she'd gone back to sleep.
"I should have called you sooner," Blair said to Molly.
"You did just fine," Molly said.
"I don't know how the man found me," Blair said.
She was talking to herself now. "Richie Carr," Molly said quietly. Blair once again looked confused.
"He's the man who shot you," Molly said, "before I shot him."
Blair said,
"He wanted to know where Ben had hidden it. I told him I didn't know what it was. He said he'd shoot me if I didn't tell. I screamed at him that I didn't know, no matter how many times he asked me."
She was starting to slur her words more as she went.
"Is he the one who killed Ben?" she said.
"Him or his partner," Jesse said. Blair said,
"I shouldn't have been so much like Ben, with the police. I should have called sooner for help."
"Live and learn," Jesse said. "Heavy on the living part." The nurse came in then and told them Blair needed to sleep. Blair thanked her again for saving her life. They all told her they'd come see her again tomorrow.
"But I'm not finished," she said.
Then she told them about the wishing tree.